Last year, Seattle's King County listed 1,021 chronically homeless people. As of this year, the county shows 815. According to Hawaii's latest point-in-time count, 1,372 people are chronically homeless statewide. Those 2015 numbers don't yet appear on the official HUD annual report to Congress. That report isn't out yet, but Katie Miller is watching. She has worked on the homeless issues in her home city of Seattle for 20 years, and more recently, she is the regional coordinator for the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness in 12 states, including Hawaii. It's a lot of territory with some similar responses to homelessness that are both challenging and working. Katie Miller joins us now from her office in Seattle. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for making time for us. Although many of the cities have released their 2015 numbers already, we just mentioned that the annual HUD report to Congress, which details all that and quantifies all that, is due to come out later on this fall. But in the 2014 report, though, Hawaii is among the top five states with unsheltered homeless people. The other four are California, Nevada, Montana, and Georgia. But some of those states have communities like L.A., which we talked with earlier today, which are making great strides in ending veteran and chronic homelessness. What have you seen has been the key factors in those communities doing well?
You know, I would say that it really is about being very strategic about investments and focusing efforts on those practices that we know nationally work, including Housing First and increasing permanent supportive housing and targeting those resources to those that are most in need. And LA is doing an incredible job of that on a number of different fronts where they're really coordinating their funding efforts and then creating a pipeline of units and resources for people, again, that are most vulnerable and helping those that are living outside move to permanent housing quickly.
You were recently in Hawaii. Obviously, your home city is Seattle, where you've been working on homelessness for the last two decades. But based on what you've observed in the communities across your region, including Seattle, how similar or unique is Hawaii to the way that our state is grappling with homelessness to the ways that those other states are trying to approach it?
Sure. You know, I enjoyed my visit in Hawaii. I was struck by the great work that people are doing there. There's some really important conversations that are happening right now. But I'm aware that the problems aren't very different than what we're seeing in other big cities on the West Coast. And I think folks in Hawaii are struggling with that and thinking about ways to deal with a very expensive rental market. But I would say that is also happening on the West Coast. And so these challenges are mirrored in Hawaii, where you have very low vacancy rates and high rental market. And the rents just continue to grow and get higher. And so I would say that there's some great practices that are being done in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco and L.A. that could be great models for Hawaii to help to move people into that rental market quickly.
How do you see the attraction to strategic investment happening in Hawaii after what you've seen in other cities and other communities statewide, nationwide, in terms of drawing together some of those unusual suspects that Beth Sander from Community Solutions talked about yesterday, looking kind of a little further afield and trying to create a compelling reason financially for a lot of people, but mission-driven for others, to be able to make that strategic investment that seems to be so crucial?
You know, I really encourage Hawaii to really bring all of the resources to the table that they can. I think that there are some tools that are not being utilized at this point or at the same table. When communities can bring all of their funding resources, the federal, the state, the local, the philanthropic resources, be on the same plan, game plan, and move towards the same goals, we see great impact. And an example of that is in LA, where they use the public and private partnerships to really drive towards the development of permanent supportive housing and resources that are moving people off the streets into permanent housing. And I hope that Hawaii will work to strategically invest, again, that state, federal, and local resources working together to make a greater impact.
What else do you see not being used or not being used as well?
You know, I think that it's important, again, when I bring up the concept of tools, there are a lot of resources in Hawaii and a lot of tools, and it's very important that they leverage one another. And so all of those mainstream resources, such as mainstream housing, employment, healthcare, Medicaid resources, TANF resources, all of those mainstream resources can leverage other resources and maximize the dollars that you have to invest in people's into housing and supporting people in housing. And so it's important that any local dollar spent, any state dollar spent, federal dollars are looking at the whole toolkit to think about what can be matched, what can be paired, and then bundled to help, again, make a greater impact and create more opportunities.
How does that leverage really happen, though? I mean, we hear those terms. We talked about that a little earlier when Christine Maggiato was here talking to us about what was going on in L.A., saying that they leveraged $700 million. How do you really leverage?
It's really important that those key players are at the same table. Those conversations need to be happening together, and that planning and that work needs to be intentional. It's really important that the investment, the housing development arm at the state is at the same table with the housing authority and the mainstream workforce system. All of those players need to be at the same table and talking about how they can come together and make an impact as a team and to see each other as part of the puzzle that helps to move the system forward.
When you were here last month, you met with the governor's leadership team on homelessness. Did you give them this message?
We did, and we talked about this, and I know that the State Interagency Council on Homelessness will be reconvening under the guidance of Scott Morishige, and I'm excited about that, and I hope that when that group gets back together, again, they think about the impact that they can make as a group, and it's very important to see how they fit into that complex puzzle and can really work to create innovation together.
Is there an unusual suspect that you see isn't at that table that you would say there's really somebody missing here and this is who it is?
You know, I think that we are learning more and more every day, and some of the opportunities that may be available that we haven't tapped into yet in Hawaii is Medicaid and thinking about how Medicaid can help and support the system, again, to provide those services and permanent housing to support people with intensive needs. So really making sure that the healthcare system, the Medicaid system is at the table, making sure, again, that the workforce system, the housing authority is at the table, and HHS through the TANF system supporting families and looking at those opportunities. So again, I think it will just be very important that it's very intentional who's at the table and who has the authority to make decisions. And then I also encourage the faith community to be brought to the table, as well as the incredible service providers that you have on the ground. So again, you have a great team of players, and they all need to be at the same table. They're working very hard, and it's important that everyone's on the right and same path.
Aside from Los Angeles, aside from a few of the other communities that you've just mentioned, is there anyone that you think that Hawaii especially should be looking toward as a model of using those best practices that you talked about and some of the best policies that Hawaii might implement?
Sure. You know, there's some great examples across the country. Again, communities working with different populations and doing different, very innovative things. But again, I would say look at Houston, look at Salt Lake City, Utah, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, all working towards a housing first model, which really is about working with urgency to get people into permanent housing quickly. So reducing the barriers and understanding that, you know, it's not about having people ready for housing. It's about providing housing and providing the support services quickly to have someone stable and rebuild their lives and recover quickly and move on. and be able to contribute in the community. And I think that is a very important model. And again, you'll see it in other parts of the country where the entire community has changed their mindset and are moving towards a recovery, helping people quickly get off the street, which can be so damaging in their lives the longer they spend outside.
Katie Miller, you mentioned working with urgency. That's exactly what we have to do. So we have to say goodbye to you for the moment. But thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
Katie Miller is a regional coordinator on the National Initiatives Team at the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness.